It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Talking about the game is no game.
You are listening, you are enjoying the talk.
Toucher and Rich.
That's wordplay, my friend.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Final 3 seconds. Ball will end up in the hands of Knight. And this one comes to an end. And the volume of the discussion from the last couple of weeks will only get louder over the next 48 hours. As after suffering two heartbreaking, backbreaking defeats by the slimmest of margins to start the road trip, the Celtics get hammered tonight in Atlanta. The final score, Atlanta 127, Boston 112.
I would say, Gary, what I say to you and everyone else is not what I say in the locker room necessarily. And how you say it is certainly very important. I've had my moments. Let's put it that way.
I saw Luka do some things with 1 second. Trae Young bounces it off Grant Williams right back to himself on the baseline and lays it in. Like I was saying.
Can it get any worse?
63-41. Celtics getting clowned here in the first half.
I'm the one that has to make the decision. I'm the one that has to live with the change and say, oh, my God, I let somebody go. And then he's immediately, either one of those guys would be immediately the top candidate in the league for the job. It doesn't matter who else is out there. So there are guys, and we're sticking with them, and it was not even a question in my mind.
All right, well, Danny Ainge is scheduled to call in. I know Rich is armed with a bunch of questions.
Yeah, this... Like last week, this interview might be like, wind Rich up and let him go.
I'm fine with
it's
that.
It's because I care.
John.
I know. I just Adam and I were sitting here and while you were going, and like, let him go. Let him go.
I've had enough of talking about that.
Just after like each of these games, I've just looked down at my phone and gone to my notes app. And just started typing. Like, I gotta ask him about this. Gotta ask. I mean, this is weird. It's really weird. And I'm having a hard time comprehending just how low this team has gone. And I mean, there's that whole saying, you know, is there a rock bottom? How many rock bottoms have we hit?
Just when you thought they had reached rock bottom, they found another floorboard to crawl under.
Maybe,
it's really amazing.
Maybe Danny's on the phone with Sacramento right now, getting himself a little Harrison Barnes action.
There you go.
I like Harrison Barnes.
He was only 27, who we assumed, John and I, was in his
40s. I thought he was older,
been
too.
Around like, forever. Yeah. You know, Harrison Barnes is only 27 years old.
Oh, that is
made
strange.
A lot of money. Made a lot of money in the NBA. I got, while we wait for Danny Ainge, I got this. This is just, I just opened my email. This is out of email. Fred, I am 10 years older than, better looking, and better shape, and worst of all for you, have a butt chin. I truly appreciate when you talk about your physical ailments. I really feel like I'm doing great for my age. Maybe even for your age, you, sir, are doing a public service. Thank you, Glenn Singali. SINSIGALLI.
So he's basically telling you, thank God you're admitting you're a fat slob. I feel much better about
myself.
Yeah,
but I just don't get the point of the email. Is it to like make me try to make
just
me to feel bad?
You.
Yeah, that's all it was.
You. That was it.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, if you know Glenn with two N's, SINSIGALLI, tell him that I really feel awful.
Okay.
He got me to read it on the air because I was inquisitive. I didn't know.
It's like a backhanded compliment.
I don't think that was a compliment.
As long as
at
you're
all.
Listening, buddy. Buddy, as long as you're listening, I could really care less what you send me in the email. Yeah,
that is the truth.
The money's green no matter if you like it or not.
All right,
as long as you're listening, the money's paid. All right, Danny Ainge. She is the president of basketball operations for the Boston Celtics. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Danny Ainge, hello, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We are well.
Dandy. How are you, Danny?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
Well, that's about to change. So let's look at some of the recent highlights of the Celtics. I hate having to do this, but the Pistons, as you know, a team well under 500. Sadiq Bey drops 30 on them. The Celtics lose. Wizards, a team under 500. Bradley Beal drops 35. Celtics lose by double digits. The Atlanta Hawks, another team under 500. Trae Young drops 40 on them. Celtics lose. The New Orleans Pelicans, a team under 500. Brandon Ingram hangs 33 on them. Celtics blow a 24-point lead, and the game goes down in history books as the biggest comeback in Pelicans franchise history. The Celtics lose. Dallas Mavericks, a 500 team. Luka drops 31 points on them, including two back-breaking threes in the final second. Celtics lose. And last night, the Atlanta Hawks, a team once again under 500, another game for the history books as Atlanta hits more threes against the Celtics than any other team in franchise history. Danilo Gallinari scores 38, more points than he has in over 6 years. Celtics lose. It looks as if this team's sole purpose over the last 2 weeks is to make whoever they are playing look like the greatest team in the world. They've become the Washington Generals, and every team they're playing becomes the Harlem Globetrotters. How, Danny, do you explain this?
It's hard to explain. I mean, we talked last week about, you know, the intensity level and how hasn't been there. I don't have an explanation. Our team is not playing well. We're not playing hard consistently. We have great stretches of most games, with the exception of last night. We didn't have any good stretches until, you know, the game was over with 6 minutes to go in the game, and the guys that don't get to play very much got to play. So I don't have an explanation. It's been frustrating for the players, I think, that, and the coaches and all the Celtics Nation, Celtics fans everywhere. It's got to be frustrating for everybody. But the I think that the notion that this is all, you know, Jalen and Jason, or our team is not any good. I think that what some people don't realize sometimes is that lack of confidence in one another, a lack of belief, lack of individual confidence in your own abilities comes and goes through the course of the season with most players, not all players, because some guys are a little bit above that. As you mature and grow and become the great ones, you know, you really don't lack confidence, even though you can still have bad games. But this long of a stretch has been frustrating. Now, having said that, I still am a believer that our team can make a run, just like Dallas has made a run and Washington recently made a run. I mean, these teams you're talking about are there is more parity in the NBA, and so it's not out of the realm of possibility to lose to a team with, Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal, for crying out loud, on any given night.
All of those teams are under
500. I know. That doesn't. That's what I'm saying. But like, every team's close to 500, minus the top six or seven teams right now. Like, they're all hovering around there. And Miami was in the finals last year. They're under 500, and like, losing to Miami would be that would not be a slam. Like, depending on which Miami you're getting. And so I just think that it's an interesting year. I wish I had answers for you. I don't. I do believe in my players. I like all of them individually. I think they have good futures. I just think that right now our team is in a major funk, and I don't know all the answers as to why. And I wish they were playing better for them and for our fans. You know, I wish that they were playing up to their potential. I don't see that they are. And, I wish they'd start playing better and harder.
Well, Danny, yesterday Mike Gorman came on our show and was pissed. So pissed that he actually swore. And if you pissed off Mike Gorman, as you know, Danny, there's a problem. And he said, as good as Jalen and Jason are, they've become what he called ball stoppers. The ball movement stops, and it becomes, now this is my inference, is that it seems to become more about individual stats than it is about the team. Is that a fair assessment by Mike, that Jason and Jalen have become ball stoppers?
I think that I would say it differently. I think that at times, I think that it's unfair to just say that they're ball stoppers. But here's the biggest thing about Jalen and Jason is, they've been shielded before because they've had other really good players and veterans around them as they've developed and gone to 3 out of 4 Eastern Conference. Now it's on them. Now they're the stars, and they got the big contracts, and they got the all-star nods. And so the microscope is on them. And, I've been in this league a long, long time. And I think that it's unfair to think that, I think that the ball stoppage is partly their fault and the ball stoppage is partly other players' fault. I know that when I played basketball with Charles Barkley or Larry Bird, these strong, dominant personalities, it wasn't like I was playing when those guys didn't play that night. And you're looking for them because they're really good players. And we run a lot of things for them, but they want to win. Both of those guys are great competitors. They've proven that in the first 4 years of their careers, like that they want to win. And yes, they want to be all-stars, and yes, they're very young. So I think that it's a fair assessment that we do stop the ball, and that they do stop the ball, because great players like Paul Pierce and Kobe Bryant, as examples, guys that these guys idolized watching growing up as young players, like, they stop the ball some too. Ball comes to them, they do their moves, they do their step back, and they take their shots. So I think it's a little bit unfair to just hold the ball stoppage on them, but I understand it, and I think that they will get better at it. I think that we need to surround them with we need more scoring off the bench. We need guys to play with more swagger and confidence that aren't subservient to Jalen and Jason, that will go out and play their game also and just let it go. There's a lot of things going on, but I think it's part of the development and growth of young star players in our league to, as we know, from Michael Jordan getting the brunt of it when he was a young player, and LeBron even when he was a young player, Kobe, I was doing broadcasting when Kobe was a young player. So this is not out of the ordinary for young star players to get the brunt of the teams losing.
And I'm sorry, John, let me just follow up on something he said there, because here's why people are frustrated right now. That's not how that team or those two guys used to play. There used to be a lot more ball movement. And if you're saying that, you know, it's this is part of their growth and development, okay, but we thought they had grown past this. And maybe it's the pieces that are around them, but then that's a you problem. Then that's, you know, the team that has been put around them isn't, they're not confident in making that extra pass. I mean, it's one or the other. And the reason that I think Celtics fans are so frustrated is because, you know, we're at a crucial point, as you know, with the trade deadline coming up, where people are starting to wonder, you know, how far does this team have to fall for you to decide that they may not be worth making a move for this season?
Right. No, those are good questions, and those are things that we talk about every day from, you know, the off season, during the beginning of the season, and all throughout it. But I think that those are legitimate questions that I don't have answers for right now. But I will say this is a me problem. I thought I made that pretty clear last week.
You did.
This is a me problem. And I'm saying that I love my two young guys. They're not perfect, and they're learning. And this adversity is part of their growth and development. Not intentionally. It's just the nature of the beast. I think this is a very strange time and year. Even in the NBA, I see, you know, LA get blown out last night and lose a game the other night against a sub 500 team. I'm seeing Milwaukee lose five games in a row. And these are not excuses for our play. I'm not like we're playing terribly. We don't have a good enough team, in my opinion. But I'm trying to deflect some of the attention that, like, the Stars get, although that is part of, like, they have to learn to do that. Like, winning is what we are expected to do in Boston. We are expected to win, to put up championships, win playoff games, and that's what we're hoping to be able to do still this year. And you know, we'll see if we can make any changes. Like I said, I'm not looking to just do something for the sake of doing something, but I am looking to do something that can, you know, make a difference on our team.
With all of this in mind, Danny, how do you think Jalen and Jason are handling their added responsibility as the two guys on the franchise and the leaders on the floor?
I think that they're both very mature kids for their age. And I think that they're handling it well, is my opinion. I don't think they're pointing fingers.
Do you wish they were more vocal? Do you wish they got angrier?
I think they have things to say. You know, like I think this whole notion of pointing fingers and you know, embarrassing teammates in public is not our team's style. And I think that there's a lot of talking and conversation that goes on in the locker rooms and at practice. And, you know, but at the same time, I think they both hold themselves accountable. You're talking about two hardworking kids that are trying to get better. And, you know, this is a very frustrating time for them, without question.
All right. Well, let's say, Danny, because you've talked about how, you know, the part around it, you've owned it. You said it's a me problem. And you know, that's something that obviously a lot of people wouldn't say. But let's say, Danny, then you could go back to the moment that you lost to the Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. Knowing what you know now about this year's team, what do you wish you had done different in the offseason to prevent this from happening?
Yeah, so there are a couple of things in particular, but I won't address those just because they involve people, and I'm not talking about other players and pointing fingers. It's, you know, like, I've made mistakes. There's things I wish I would have done better. And thank goodness we live in a world of basketball, and there's ways to rectify it, although usually those ways aren't overnight. They take time.
So there are opportunities that you believe you missed in the offseason, is what you're saying.
Yeah. There's choices that we made that could have made it a somewhat of a difference, but maybe not. You know, like, just because, you know, we have done something a little bit different and made a change that I'm not saying that that for sure would have alleviated the adversity we're facing now. I don't know the answer to that. If that's the case, you'd have every team over 500 if it was just that simple.
Well, obviously you and I said at the beginning of this, everything that's been going on in the last couple of weeks. I mean, it really is. It's gotten to be almost kind of crazy how bad things have gotten so fast. But the last time the Celtics seemed this dysfunctional was when Kyrie was here. Now, even though the notion was dismissed at the time, after he left, we learned about just how bad it all was off the court. Is there something going on right now with this team behind the scenes that we don't know about?
No, definitely not.
There's no tuning out of the coach. There's no, that's something that's getting more and more steam the more that this goes on.
Yeah, those types of things. Even if a player was, that's just his way of coping. Our team has been, I've been amazed at how great a defensive teams our teams have been in the Brad Stevens era, as an example, with Isaiah Thomas as a point guard, with Kemba Walker as a point guard, and Gordon Hayward as a power forward, and Daniel Tice as a center. You know, we're a top three team, defensive team in the NBA. That's amazing. Okay, that is a commitment to winning. That is a team that's playing with some confidence and intensity and bringing it night in and night out to be able to do that with being undersized. So I think that it's obviously not in our game plan, in our strategy. So when I hear players or a coach is being tuned out, that's usually from a coach that's just doing nothing but screaming and yelling. And that's definitely not the case.
Or even worse, it just becomes white noise. You know, and just it's not somebody who's connecting. And I know that, listen, I'm a fan of Brad Stevens. I've been a fan. I'm not dismissing what he has done. But even the best coaches sometimes end up running their course. I mean, even like, you know, I mean, Terry Francona is a perfect example as a manager here. Everyone loves Terry Francona. No one would ever doubt how good of a manager he is. But at the end there, it was best for both to part ways. Do you have any kind of inclination that maybe, just maybe, we might be looking at a situation similar to that?
Definitely not. I just think that, I think this is a Danny Ainge and our players' commitment issue more than anything else. I know that there's, you know, everybody is committed to some level, but I don't know anybody that's more committed to getting players prepared. And, you know, the only thing that you could possibly say about all of this, players and coaches, and it's not uncommon in the world that we live into now. And we just got our second half schedule, by the way, and we're playing 36 games in 65 days or something. Maybe 66 or 67 days. Anyway, it's not going to end. I think we've had one or two practices since Kemba Walker's been back. It's just different. It's just a very different year, and so we have to find a way to endure and have more resolve. You've heard me talk about resolve a lot over the years, and it doesn't seem that we have much resolve at this moment in time. And so we need to try to fix that, and sometimes that is just a lack of confidence or belief in one another. And we'll try to, you know, direct our attention toward that as much as we can.
All right. We're talking to Danny.
I'll have a chance to talk to players individually and get some individual takes, their individual takes on it, which I have done leading up to this road trip. And, most of the players are pointing fingers at themselves because they need to get better.
All right. We're talking to Danny Ainge. Danny, Wick Grosbeck was on with Felger and Maz yesterday, and he talked about the trade exemption. By the way, your job's safe, so you should be excited about that. But he talked about the trade exception.
I'm thrilled.
Yeah, well, listen, you know, it's a vote of confidence. So the there is
your job. Hey, your job is safe too, right?
Yeah.
It's been a long year, Danny.
They'd have to pay me for a long time if they got rid of me. But it would be they'd have to really want to get rid of me. The trade exception, he talked about the possibility of waiting till the off season, and the reason that's interesting to me is that you were on the show last week and you said this roster isn't, you know, a championship roster, but if you wait until the off season to make the trade, it seems to me that you're kind of conceding at that point that this isn't the year this year.
No, I wouldn't say that. What I would say is the timing is important, and we would use that trade exception if the right deal came along. But I think that what Wick is probably saying is, because we've talked about this a lot internally, is that the most likely scenario of a deal that we would want would come along in the offseason as opposed to the here and now. Doesn't mean we couldn't use portions of it at this point, but that might prevent something bigger in the offseason. So those are that's probably all that Wick was saying.
Does it bug you?
That's my guess.
Yeah, does it bug you when the owner, in all honesty, and it's not like he's a good owner and we know you like him, and he vouches for you, and but the thing is that how do you feel, honestly, how do you feel about the owner coming on and talking about personnel moves and things of that nature? Because like you said, you didn't hear it, and now you're answering questions about it.
It doesn't bother me at all.
Okay.
Like, it's his team.
No, I understand.
Come on, talk about it anytime he wants. Like,
right.
I completely trust Wick. Like, Wick is, I consider him a partner with Pags and Brad, and like we discuss all personnel moves. So like I don't and Rich Gotham, like I'm not bothered by any of those talking about anything, and I totally trust them.
All right, and finally, Danny, just because this is we've been hearing it all week, and people who contact us, and the main thing is people want to know, Danny, what are you going to personally do to help fix this? I know you've told us, about some of the things that's going on with the team, but as the GM, what are you going to do to help fix this weird spot that the Celtics are in right now?
Well, listen, I understand. I have my friends and fans and not my fans, but Celtics fans that I run into on the street. Like I understand that is that's what everybody wants to know, but I don't have those answers, and it's probably not the time that is going to be answered. It's rare that trades get done. They get done closer to the deadline, but we're talking and we're trying to do some things, and we've been close a couple of times. I don't know the answer. Time will tell.
All right, so there you go. Be on the ready. Something could be coming down the pike there. And Danny, you got a few more games in the All-Star break, and we always appreciate you coming on and answering the questions. Thank you so much.
All right, you guys need to have a little more fun.
Listen. You guys need to start playing better.
Yeah. Then we'll have some fun. See, that's how it works.
Yeah. Then it can be a little more jovial.
Yeah, All-Star break.
If you want to have fun. Go hang out with him.
I'll screw around with you over the All-Star break when you come home.
But I'm saying, like, I know that it's not fun for us. I know that, I'm dealing with, not fun at my work, but that I call you to have fun. I'm not having fun. My players aren't having fun. Our fans aren't having fun, but I call you to have fun.
Well, next time we do like a MILF subject or something, call in. Just call in. Call in during one of the fun times. And I promise you, we won't ask any basketball questions. Call in when we're screwing around. You're more than welcome. You have the hotline number. Call in whenever you want. You don't have to listen. Comedian sits in on the show. He doesn't have to do his act. He can just hang out. Same with you. Call in during a non-basketball segment. We won't ask you anything. Just hang out and have fun.
Right. Right.
You don't seem enthused. I mean, I was giving you a window.
That was the offer of a lifetime.
I mean, Danny, come on. I mean, a local sports show has offered you a carte blanche. I mean, come on. Get with it. All right. Well, listen, thank you so much for the time, Danny. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
All right, there you go. Danny.
His heart really wasn't in that last thing, I don't think.
I was trying to lighten the mood. All right, we will be back. We're very late. We talked to him for a very long time. We'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline, ma.org, or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Want to make a good morning even better?
Oh!
Now, you can listen to Toucher and Rich on the Radio.com app.
You are locked in to the show.
It's Toucher and Rich.
That ain't fun. The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. I was just in the bathroom and you hear the country station. Have a beer. Buy a boat. Get in your truck. Shot of whiskey. Have some fun.
Who's the guy who got in trouble for saying the N-word on the ring thing?
The mullet guy.
Morgan Wallen, yeah. I think his name is.
Yeah.
So apparently he was yanked from country radio, and I guess his album sales like went through the roof.
Well, I told you they would.
Well, they did. They went. I mean, like, I guess he's the top-selling country artist right now.
Yeah, I said that if you're his PR team and that comes out, it's a very delicate line to walk because you don't want to say, obviously you don't want to be known as the N-word guy. I'm sure he doesn't want that to be his reputation, and it's not good that you got pulled from all these radio stations and things. But for the short term, is it good that you got paid, pulled by all those radio stations and it's in the paper? Yeah, because if I know this guy's name, that's worth 5 million times being played on the radio. So in the short term, yeah, he was going to get a huge bump. I don't, you know, there is an outlaw element to country. I mean, the guy was taped by his neighbors in his front yard drunk at night. He wasn't, you know, verbally assaulting someone or like coming after him. Yeah, he was going to get a jump. People were going to get curious and want to hear his stuff. And they probably listened to it. It's probably all crap. So they probably.
It may have been that song in the bathroom, no?
Is that his song? No, have a truck. Do your thing. Have a truck.
I just love how Fred, in that comment, you were like, yeah, and your name's in the paper. I was like, in the what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm old.
Wow.
Yeah. I couldn't. I could barely stand up.
Check out the old yesterday. Fish wrap. So what did you get most out of Danny?
He was close to making a trade a couple of times.
Yeah, that's nice.
Although he did admit, and this was kind of interesting, and maybe it means something about that, you know, Indiana situation. Remember,
I mean, because yes, I asked. That's him, I exactly like, what I thought.
Yep. Yeah, because I asked him. I was like, all right, if you could go back in time to the end of last season and know what you know now about this team, would you have done anything differently? And you know, it seemed to sound like he regrets not doing something that was put out there. And
he wants Miles Turner instead of
the trade exception.
Tristan Thompson with the trade
exception. Yeah. Kardashian guy. Yeah.
Yeah. So it sounds to me, and that's just inferring, but that was the most public of all the things that were floating out there.
I have a feeling there's a buyer's remorse in that. Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense. Miles Turner is head and shoulders a better player than
so great
than what he's got. So yeah, I think that he feels probably if he had Miles Turner that they'd be in a different situation right now.
Yeah, and maybe what Wick said yesterday about the trade exemption being used possibly in the offseason is almost an out right now in case this team continues in that direction. To be quite honest, as a Celtics fan, if we got two more weeks of this and they're at the bottom of the East, I don't want them to make some big move that's going to affect their future. I don't want that at all. I don't want them to try to go all in a year where they got no chance. But what stinks about it is that a week ago when we had him on, they're still hovering there. Like, I mean, they're still in it. And there's still a chance that they could bounce back. As I said, not bounce back to win a championship, but the most frustrating thing about all this, at least as constituted, is that the talent's there and nobody's playing up to their potential. These guys are playing without any kind of heart, any kind of passion. There's no pride. You get humiliated every single night. You make these guys, you know, set record books when you play against them. As I said, they've become the Washington Generals of the NBA. Every team looks amazing against them,
also,
even the ones that stink.
Also, Rich, and we mentioned this past week about Danny putting himself on the clock. And once again, he said again to us today, this is a Danny Ainge problem.
Yeah.
And in part to try and deflect blame away from his players and his head coach, but in truth he once again reiterated that it's up to him to do something to stop this. But Brad Stevens said after the game last night they have a 4-game homestand now going into the All-Star break, and Stevens told the media after the game last night he's told his players these next 4 games are huge. So I think that speaks to what you just said. I mean, I think the organization feels that way too. If they have 4 games at home, they have Toronto and the Clippers, and they have Indiana tomorrow night. This is all out of order.
These aren't easy games.
But I guess if the Celtics go 1-3 on this homestand going into the break, I think they're thinking once Marcus Smart comes back on March 10th is going to be a lot different than it is right now.
Can you imagine if they lose let's say 3 out of 4 of these games?
As I just said,
And Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown show up at the All-Star game with that record.
Ugh.
Just how embarrassing that is.
We got DeBrusque. Okay.
Jake DeBrusque.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, we're going to have to do a quick break. I'm sorry, Jake. We'll be right back.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They get you going every day.
I don't care for the sportsman-like talk.
Toucher and Rich.
At least let me live in a fantasy world that for 3 hours you hate each other.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, why are you wearing the glasses now? I assume it's not sunny. Or is it just you enjoy having them on?
Well, we were listening to Barbie Girl before you guys asked me to do media, so I was kind of dancing with these glasses out in the locker room, and then you guys ruined it, and I had to go answer the question, so I missed the Barbie Girl song, and, you know, who knows what's going to be on when I come back.
That's what happens when you stop playing Monopoly for long enough. You get a what's his face all pissed off.
Pasternak.
I'll tell you what, Jake DeBrusk is a good guy, and I apologize a ton for keeping you on hold through the break. Dan O'Brien, our producer, forgot to tell us that you were calling in. So, my God. My God. I'll tell you what, you inspired me to get Uber Eats when I was in Miami last week.
You were in Miami?
Yeah, I was in Miami. I was in Miami for the week. And good people down there. I thought of you, and my wife has her Uber Eats account has been banned. They've thrown her off of Uber Eats for whatever reason. But I don't know. There was probably some faulty orders or something. Uber is a very judgmental company, I'll tell you that. Is that, like, I kept taking these rides. I've been told I have a low rating. It's a 4.68 or something like that.
I don't think that's low. 4.6 is not low.
Jake, that is low, isn't it?
Is it?
That is low. You got to bump those numbers up, man.
All right, so I took about 10 Ubers while I was in Miami, and I'm not drinking right now. And so I'm with my kids, everything, like, very polite. And I keep waiting for my rating to go up. My rating does not go up. They're judgmental, and they don't. They're not active with it. If they're not going to stick with it, I don't want any part of them. So there you go.
What you got to do is you got to tell the Uber driver, give him 5 stars. Ask him to go 5 for 5, so then he'll give you 5 stars.
Well, I always give him 5 stars. What if it pops up? I mean, what am I?
But if you say it, there's an agreement. I kind of like that.
Mm. Yeah. It's a respect thing. You got to play the game. You know, you got to play the Uber game.
So you're 5 stars, Jake? You're a 5-star guy?
No, I'm not. I'm like 4.8. I'm a high 4.8. Actually, same with you. I'm going down a little bit, but.
I'm 4.68. It hasn't moved. I paid $60 to go 1.9 miles in Miami Beach.
That's tough. Yeah. Well, next time, just tell the Uber driver you'll give him or her 5 stars. Yeah. Well, thanks. 5 stars for 5 stars, and they'll give you 5 stars.
Yeah. In Miami, that might have been
an agreement.
Yeah, Miami, that would have been linguistically a little difficult, but to listen, that's as much my fault as anyone's. All right, so you guys had fun there in Tahoe, and Rich made a good point. I don't know if it was one of you guys that said it, but if you're going to dress in the ski school stuff, you got to win.
Yeah,
you got to win.
You look kind of dumb wearing that if you end up losing, right?
Yeah, so that'd be tough to wear that after if you lost, right? So We wanted to have fun with it. Obviously, it was a great idea by Bergie and the old 90s theme. And some guys took it to another level, but it was fun. It kept us loose and warm. And, you know, obviously those games are pretty nerve-wracking. So it's one of those things that kind of lighten the mood. But, yeah, Bergie, after we took our pictures with the outfits on, pretty much said, you know, we had our fun, but now we pretty much have to win. So that's what we went out there and we're lucky enough to do it.
I hate it so much that it's retro and from the 90s, a decade that I was in my my 20s, and I do not like that.
Well, you said there were some guys who didn't. What's that?
It's actually not bad style. I actually don't mind the style.
Oh, yeah. Those colors are coming back. Or at least if you went to Brooklyn 3 years ago and went to a Dos Races show, that's what people were wearing. So, this is all, it's all circular. It's all coming back.
Well, somebody gave Trent Frederick a shirt that had, like, a Sublime shirt, and he had no idea who Sublime was. Good. Is that right?
That sounds about right with Freddie. Yeah, I didn't even know that, to be honest. Yeah, that fits his bill. I'll ask him about that today. But, hey, you should wear that shirt every game, honestly. He scored.
I got so much respect for him not knowing that stupid band. Oh, they're the worst. The idea that their guy died, the guy who did everything died, and they just trot around because people think they're cool because they smoke weed. It's legal, people. It's not that big a deal.
I actually don't even know who they are either, to
good.
Be honest.
Oh, good for you.
I'll look it up now. I'll look it up.
Awful. No, I hate it.
Don't worry about it.
I'm going to get Freddie like a CD or something. I don't know. He might love them now. Who knows?
I like the idea of a CD is exceptionally retro.
Well, Patrice couldn't figure out how to work a cassette, right? Didn't he actually have a cassette Walkman with his outfit?
He's not even that young.
Yeah, no, he did. It actually is confusing. I don't know if it was like dead or something, but it wasn't working.
Oh, he's not even that young. Get out of here. He's 36 or something.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Well, yeah, true, but still, like, you're so used to how easy it is nowadays to listen to music, and I don't know. It was actually kind of cool to look at, but I think the batteries are dead on it because it was not working.
Well, he's from Quebec too, where they probably still use the tapes. So I mean, let's
hey,
not
good Canadian kid. There's not many of us on the team, man. Hey, good Canadian guy.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He's a good Canadian.
What was the celebration back? Because I mean, obviously Pasta was pissed that he had to come out and miss Barbie Girl. What was that like back in the locker when you guys were done?
Yeah, we had to pause the music for a bit there. I didn't know he said that in his interview. It was hilarious. Him yeah. wearing those shades was all time and warm ups. I couldn't stop laughing. That was so funny. But yeah, no, we actually switched our song up. So that's pretty much the timing of everything, right? And the music was playing and then it got stopped. Like it was like, hi, Ken. And then it got stopped. So it was like, what the heck's going on? And then he came back in and it was bumping, yeah. I guess it's a new wind song.
I do not like feeling this old. This is the first year I'm really feeling it. Feeling like...
It's catching up to you?
Yeah, because it used to be like all my heroes, they're still alive and they're creating. Uh-huh. And you're like, oh, that scene was before like I could have been in it. And now it's like people are like, who are Sublime? And I'm like, well, they're terrible, but I mean, at least... They played all the time when I was on rock radio.
Could you even see the puck during the first
period?
Yeah,
I know. What was up with that glare situation?
The first period was nuts. That was like the scariest time I've ever had in my life on the ice. It was brutal. It wasn't necessarily brutal, just like you couldn't see. It was blinding. It was like in the left corner of our D zone.
Yeah.
Mostly, and like even sometimes in the neutral zone when you got the puck, it was like you had to triple check to see if you had it. But there's been some funny stories with some guys, like especially our D-men. Like they're looking at the other D-men. They didn't know if they were on Philly or if they were on Boston because the light was so blinding that you couldn't even see colors.
Oh, really? Whoa.
Yeah. So it was like dangerous. It wasn't necessarily dangerous, but it was, you know, nothing obviously happened from it, like from the game. I think Jeremy got injured, but I don't think it's because of the light. It was just kind of a freak play, but. It was something where it was just like anytime I went in that left corner, it was what it looked like on TV. Could you guys even see the puck?
No.
Not until they turned the lights on. It's funny because the whole left corner, they didn't have camera angles on. So it was like being at the game in like weird, like upper deck right of the rink seats. Like it was weird. Yeah. Like you couldn't see
into
that
corner. Once the sun went down and they turned the lights on, it was much easier for all of us to watch.
Yeah, then you could see into the corners.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool to play, especially in the third.
Well, that's the
best.
That's the highest rated game on TV that network's ever had. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Good showing for the boys, eh?
Over a million people in the the United States of America, let alone North America.
We were listening to Barbie Girl.
So there's a lot of people who saw Pasta dressed, you know, in his super cool glasses talking about Barbie Girl.
Every time he gets a hat trick, you should have to play Monopoly with him or whatever that
is. Monopoly, he calls it. Monopoly.
God. Yeah. Yeah, the
Monopoly.
The Soviet. You get horse, you sit with horse. It's Monopoly with no money.
Yeah.
Yeah, zero. He likes to take mine.
Exactly. All right. Well, listen, Jake DeBrusque, congratulations on the great showing. And
good luck tonight.
And good luck tonight. As he play a very boring team. It's very boring to watch the Islanders.
Cheers, boys. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Nice. Take it easy, man. See, that's what happens when you win. You get a nice light interview.
Yeah, absolutely. They were, I know that everything was moved to a different time slot and the ice was off, obviously, for game one. But I thought the product that we got to watch for the Bruins was great.
Other than,
of course, that first period where you couldn't see anything. After that, I mean, the whole experience was fantastic.
But imagine you're a defenseman. You have no idea where the guys on the other team are.
It's
That's
funny.
Incredible.
It's because if that happened in the NFL, like with all the cameras and all the shenanigans with that, the amount of consternation and this is not a competitive balance and da 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 da. But in the NHL, like it's not perfect, but you deal with it. Again, NHL players are the salt of the earth. I mean, comparatively to other professional athletes. I mean, can you imagine another sport where there's like a mad glare and you can't like see on one end of the court or the ice or the field? It wouldn't be the same.
I want to watch and see if anyone accidentally checked their own guy.
Yeah. Could happen. Well, listen, if it works, they got ratings, so put these outdoor games out there. As much as you want to insult them for losing their meaning, they work. And if you're going to get a million people on a Sunday night to watch an NHL hockey game in the United States, that's good business. All right. Everyone, have a great day. That'll do it for us tomorrow, Bert Breer, and so on and so forth. Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online marijuana wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.